Hi, friends. All right. Well, my name is Jamie, and because recovery is such a big part of my story, I like to introduce myself by saying I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from people-pleasing, performance, and finding my significance in man. So, hi. So I was raised in a Christian home with parents that loved me, and they did their best to raise me. My mom was the secretary of our church, and so I jokingly referred to it as my second home because if the doors were open, we were there. And I may not have been a preacher's kid, but I learned from a very young age that I was under the watchful eye of the church and that I had to be on my best behavior. And so pair that with the fact that I had a father who was verbally abusive, and I developed a very strong desire to always follow the rules and keep the peace in order to avoid making anyone angry. And so I remember from a very young age feeling like I was just bad. I had an older brother who just appeared perfect, and I never could measure up, and I was always in trouble for being too loud or too talkative or too strong-willed or disruptive, fill in the blank. And so I was disciplined on a daily basis to try and correct these behaviors. I think it was the redheaded child thing. But this became a pattern of hiding any behavior I deemed unacceptable to those around me to try and gain their love and acceptance. And so at the age of 7, that was the first time I heard the gospel, and it was at Vacation Bible School at my church, and I accepted Christ as my personal savior with the basic understanding that I was a sinner and only Jesus could save me. And I knew who Jesus was, but I didn't recognize my daily need for him, and I had no idea what it looked like or what it meant to follow Christ. I just knew that I didn't want to go to hell and I needed fire insurance. So, okay, sorry, breathe. Most of my adolescence and young adult life was spent trying to excel at everything and to please everyone, just trying to gain acceptance. It was exhausting, and I failed miserably. And by the time I graduated college, I was still single. I had never dated anyone, and I wanted nothing more than to feel loved and accepted. And so I decided to take matters into my own hands and give God a little help via online dating. Now for the womp womp. One of the first men that I met sexually abused me after our first date. This traumatic experience tested the foundation of my faith. The lie that said if God was good, he would not have allowed this to happen to you played on repeat in my mind. And so at that time, I felt broken, used, damaged, and I just wanted someone to make it all go away. And this led me to pursuing a string of unhealthy relationships in an attempt to feel loved and wanted, and ultimately feeling even more damaged and abused. I hit rock bottom after finding out that my partner at the time had been cheating on me and had given me an STD that landed me in the ER. And I remember crying out in that moment, "Lord, who is ever going to want me now?" But God met me in my despair, and he reminded me that he loves me, that he had loved me all along, and that he was pursuing me. And Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And the seeds of truth and faith that had been planted when I was 7 and I accepted Christ were still there, but I was terrified to go back to church for fear of judgment and condemnation. I had never experienced grace, and I was terrified of what people would think if I were to expose my sin. And so thanks to the recommendation of a friend, I began attending Celebrate Recovery, which is a biblically-based recovery program, in 2007. And I knew I had some serious issues, but I was still trying to fix them on my own. If I could just get my sin under control, get out of this unhealthy relationship, complete recovery, then God would be happy with me and I could get my life back on track. And although I had women at my recovery group offering accountability, I was still terrified of judgment and decided it was safer to try to manage my sin on my own than to open myself up to potential condemnation. After all, God knew about everything. Wasn't that enough? So I was reminded in Isaiah 44:22 that he has swept away my offenses like a cloud, my sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. It would take another round of recovery for me to trust God and finally bring my sin struggles into the light and begin experiencing freedom. After first sharing my story, I struggled with allowing my sin and guilt and shame to define me instead of walking in God's grace and forgiveness. And gratefully, God provided friends in recovery in my community group to speak truth and to help me surrender my fears of judgment and condemnation. I was reminded that he can and will restore the years of self-destruction in my life and bring beauty from the ashes. I just had to surrender my people-pleasing and performance tendencies and recognize that the free gift of salvation was not dependent on anything that I did. It's all about what he did for me on the cross. And so instead of feeling obligated to read the Bible, to come to church, to show up to community group, God has truly transformed my heart to want to spend time with him out of love and in response to his love for me. I still struggle with finding my validation from others and worrying about how I'm being perceived, judged, or accepted. But ultimately, the only opinion that matters is his. And he tells me that I'm his child, an heir to the king, a new creation, redeemed and forgiven. I now have an amazing community group of women around me each week that are willing to go deep. They ask the tough questions and speak the truth even when it hurts. They walk beside me in my struggles. They forgive me when I fall. And they love me as unconditionally as they can. God has restored to me the joy of my salvation, and I now look for ways to bring him glory instead of myself. No matter where you've been or what you've done, remember that our God conquered sin once for all. Romans 8, 38, and 39 says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I truly believe that when we see the depth of our depravity and experience God's grace, freedom, and love, we can't help but want to share it with others. So thank you guys for letting me share my story.